Hi, welcome to another Power Blast podcast, where we provide nourishment for the soul, allowing you to transform from the inside out, providing rapid results in mindset and fitness so you can recharge your battery and reclaim your power. Do you ever find the drive to achieve just sometimes fizzles out and you're like, what gives here? Well, we're going to talk about these things called motivation killers, or those barriers, the sneaky barriers that can really throw you off track from reaching your goals. And we're going to explore what they are, how you can spot them, and most importantly, how to beat them. And before we really dive deep into this stuff, if you're ready to turn those setbacks into like the comebacks, then keep listening and we're going to get ready to reclaim your power. Head over to talktoperry.com. My calendar is wide open for podcast listeners and viewers because it's all about keeping your energy high and reaching all of your goals so that you can reclaim that power of yours and really accelerate for life, not just, oh my gosh, I'm getting ready for a wedding or getting ready for a vacation. And then you go back to old ways, just, you know, changing things around. So we do that in 15 minutes. What? Transformation in 15 minutes? Yeah. TalkToPerry.com is where that's at. Motivation killers. Motivation killers. They can lurk everywhere. Often I go through a big list of like 10, top 10 of them because many of us, many times we aren't aware of them. And they're so sneaky and they're so behind the scenes. And we can tend to rationalize and justify things and really not recognize it for what it is. So sometimes they're often disguised as like minor distractions or these habits that are, you know, kind of working against you. So the first step, and I don't know if you're taking notes or whatever you're wanting to do, but first step in it really is just to identify, become aware of them. Now, this might take you a little bit of time to journal them. One of the fun activities that I've done before, you know, kind of a little side tip here, is to do what's been called a bubble sheet, where in the middle you just kind of draw a bubble around what's the thing, you know, that I'm wanting to do. Maybe it's the goal, maybe whatever it is. And then all around it, you're like all the positive things that you're like will achieve on it. And what are the negative things that pop into your head that are keeping you from going after it? So things like fear, worry, doubt, not feeling worthy, overworked, got too much of the job, and you start to just fill that in. But then once it's down, and you can even just journal this, once it's down, then you can start to manipulate it. Look at the things that are really, are they that important? Can I manipulate those? Can I change those? Am I giving my power way too much to this when I can put my energy over here? See, that was the thing for me. I was saying that I had an hour commute. I was just unmotivated when I got home. I was super tired. I needed to sit and relax. I didn't have time to exercise because I had this big to-do list. And once I got everything down, I started to realize, oh, when I'm sitting and chilling out, I could be exercising and getting that done. What if, I want to try that for the next 30 days just to see, does it make a difference? You know, what if I caught myself during the self-talk on the drive, you know, from home, and really called myself out on it and try, instead of trying to negotiate the next day, I would do doubles or I'll catch up on the weekend, to catch myself and saying, you're trying to negotiate yourself out of this. Stop. That's not where your goals are. Your goals are right here, right now. So other common culprits, negative self-talk. You know, every time that you tell yourself that you can't, you make it harder to succeed, you know? So it's kind of turning those things around. This does take practice. It does take repetition. I know this is a podcast that you're listening to and you may say, yeah, Perry, but you don't know my life. You're the one that knows your life. And you, when you get radically honest with it, then you start to be able to, then you can make some decisions, right? That you need to take action on or not take action on. That's up to you. But a lot of times we just aren't aware of these things. So, you know, you can turn those I can'ts into I wills and start to feel the shift in your energy, even changing your physiology. Unsupportive environments can be a big thing. Like, you know, if your family or friends aren't supporting your goals. But I'm going to tell you what, if that's the case, try not to give as much power to it and just go, well, I can't do anything because my family won't let me do this or my environment's this. Don't use it as an excuse. Figure out it to use it as a launching pad. and surround yourself with mentors and people who are going to root you on your journey, who will push you to be your best. So find those alternatives. Don't look at it and go, well, I can't, you know, become the victim. You know, it's turning those things around and just saying, you know what, that's not serving me. I'm going to someplace that is. Unrealistic goals are energy drainers too. Those can be motivation killers. I mean, I get it. Setting the bar can be high, or setting it too high can really feel daunting. But, you know, your big goals, all you need to do, you know, if you got that big goal, you have no idea how it's going to happen. And it just like might seem like, oh my gosh, that's just way too off there. What do you need to do just to get to the next base camp? Just the next base camp. That's why I break my goals into 30-day chunks. What am I accomplishing? What am I creating over the next 30 days? Focus on that. But my big goal is up here. It's not like I'm getting to the end of the 30 days and then stopping. It's just getting you to the next base camp. What's the next thing that you need to change? And that's kind of like that chunking it down. You may have heard of it called reverse engineering, you know, and then taking action. Got to do that, right? And that starting to get into the mindset of I'm a person who exercises. I'm a person who buys healthy food to fuel my body. Another one, lack of routine. That was a big one for me because I would wing it. You know, I got really good at winging it. When push came to shove, I could show up and do it. It's just that when I didn't have the structure and I didn't have the everything really mapped out, and I didn't need to know how, just the activities that I needed to do day to day. If I didn't have it down and then I wouldn't show up. I'd kind of be like, oh, I'm gonna get there. And you know what? Especially with fitness, that can often slip through the cracks. So that's where I found that daily routine part. That's where, after I got home from work, I took away the sit down, relax time, and it took me a while because I resisted that. I took away that and I said, this is my exercise time. And I didn't try to get motivated for it or anything like that. I just made it automatic and I did it every single day. And I created a no matter what plan on those days that I really felt unmotivated. My to-do list was too big. I had a headache, whatever. I created a no matter what routine that I would still show up and do in the event that I couldn't show up. And I didn't use it as an escape hatch. I just used it as I'm still showing up for my exercise. It might not be the best workout in the world, but I'm still showing up because I'm not letting myself off the hook. I really got good at that before. No longer. That's not who I am. I'm somebody that achieves my goals. So establishing that daily routine, and catch yourself when you start negotiating and trying to manipulate the time. No, it's just like, this is non-negotiable. This is it. You know, do that with your nutrition goals too. Meal prep, pick a meal prep day and have everything right there for grab and go, and do a kitchen audit and get rid of the stuff that's no longer serving you. And your brain's going to go nuts because it's going to go, oh my gosh, I got to hold on to these brownies. What if company shows up? Get rid of them. Company's not showing up for brownies. The brownies are there because when you get stressed out, you're going to make them and eat a plate full of them, right? So the other one, stress and overwhelm. That's another big one. And that can be counteracted by hydrating and even just deep breathing exercises. Being intentional about that. And I know they sound simple, but that could be a big thing. But when you're stressed, it's easier to lose sight of your goals and then point the finger at other things. Oh my gosh, I'm too busy there. I've got this. No way. I'm too busy. I can't do anything. So many people wear the busy badge on a lot of stuff. Managing stress through meditation, yoga, simple breathing, like I said, exercise, it can help you feel focused and motivated. So give yourself these 30-day chunks to test things out. See, becoming aware of these motivation killers, they can really help you start to develop strategies to combat them. But you got to be aware of them. That's why I said that, you know, do the little bubble sheet activity or journal activity. Because simple changes in your daily habits can dramatically increase your motivation. And it's not like you got to get motivated to do the exercise. When you're exercising, that's when the motivation kicks in. So stop trying to get the motivation first. Action before motivation, not the other way around. You know, so begin your day. Here's a simple one, you know, positive affirmations, prepare your workout gear, because this is what I used to do. I used to get home and exercise. Now I get up in the morning, do a mindset routine, and then I hit the gym. It's almost like 2 minutes to Wapner. It's almost 6:30 in the morning. I got to get into the gym. Even though I work for myself and I don't have a long commute anymore, I still do this routine. So perhaps it's affirmations in the morning, looking at the workout gear that you're going to put on, and it's laid out the night before. You've got your workout scheduled. You know the time and you've made the time to do it. Boom, set it like an appointment. Don't negotiate it. Don't try to manipulate it. Don't try to say, well, after all this gets done, or I got to clean the house first. No, this is you time. Because all when you take care of you, all those other things are going to be easier to manage. That's what I discovered over time is like, man, now that I'm taking care of myself, my energy's through the roof. I'm exercising each day. I'm not skipping it. I'm feeling empowered and more confident. Clothing's fitting better. I'm making healthier food. Man, I'm elevating my battery. Speaking of that, I mean, if you want more energy and less stress, head over to TalkToPerry.com. Let's work on it together. We'll knock out these motivation killers. Many of us bounce from thing to thing to thing all day long. We're like a 6-year-old smartphone with 2% battery life. And we're like, oh my gosh, what? I can't have one more thing on my to-do list. Can't do it. We're panicking because we don't have a charger nearby. I want to help you recharge. I want to hear your goals, the things you're struggling through, what's become an energy drain for you. And I'll tell you within 15 minutes of us working together, which direction will be the best for you, where you're going to get the biggest results from, so that you can recharge your battery, reclaim your power. And I will give you my power of 5 strategies so that you can reach all your goals. Tell me what you want to achieve in life, and I'll tell you how to get it. How would your life look different if your battery was running at 100% every single day? I love that question. Man, if I was on full charge every day, unstoppable, right? TalkToPerry.com, where that's at. So here's a quick strategy you can do. Set clear, achievable goals. Not something you know that you can achieve, but something that's a long stretch, but you know with commitment, you'll get there. Maybe you don't know how, but you know with committed decisions and committed actions, you'll do there. That's going to boost your morale, keep your motivation tank full. And every day, just know that every day is a chance to get better. You know, get down the things that demotivate you. Tackle them head on instead of ignoring them. You know, cut out those negative things. Cut out the negative self-talk. Set those goals and just get to your next base camp. What's the next step? I know I have a 50 pounds to lose. What's the next step? Next step isn't 50 pounds. Next step might be your first 5. And then the next 5. My friend Judy lost 200 pounds just by going 2 pounds at a time. What's your next step? 2 pounds. What's just focusing on the next 2 pounds. By addressing the motivation killers, you hit them head on. You're not only going to enhance your, really improve things for yourself, but you'll enhance your ability to reach your fitness goals, to tackle other obstacles that happen in life, and you'll improve your overall quality of life. I mean, you keep moving forward one step at a time, right? So just know you can choose to use your power and take control, or you can let these motivation killers, these drainers, these barriers drain your power, and you give your power away to them, and they're going to drain your energy. So it really boils down to deciding and committing to yourself and your goals and choosing to figure out new ways, looking at possibilities, and keep moving forward. You've got this, my friend. That's another Power Blast podcast in the books. Thanks so much for tuning in. And remember, when you are ready to recharge your battery, make sure you go to TalkToPerry.com. That's TalkToPerry.com. That's P-E-R-R-Y. And I want to listen. I want to hear, you know, what's going on. I want to help you in that 15-minute call to recharge your battery and reclaim your power so that you're off and running and creating massive momentum toward your dream. Also, every day, I am delivering more motivation, support, tips, and strategies inside my free community with amazing people like yourself. And we are conquering the mindset and the fitness. I do 52 weeks of free training in there. Plus, I coach and I mentor people, as well as give you access to tons of resources and guides. Just head over to upsidedownfit.com and you can get into the group. And hey, you would be an awesome friend if you get over to iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast and leave an honest rating and review for the Power Blast podcast. It helps awesome people like you find this show even faster. That's all I have for this week. I'll see you on the next Power Blast podcast. And always remember, it's never too late. We'll see you next week.